Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
From Vashon Island, Washington, this is New Kids on the Rock, where we pair longtime island residents with newcomers to find out what it means to call Vashon home. Well, it's our first show. Welcome. My name's Tara Morgan. I moved here on December 1st, 2018.
My name's Adam Day, and I moved here in July of 2019. And I moved here to get away from the hustle and bustle of city life on Capitol Hill and get my hands dirty in a garden.
My name is Steven. I am Adam's husband. So we both moved here in July of 2019. And biggest goal was to set down some physical and metaphorical roots and fulfill my goal of having chickens, backyard chickens and ducks.
I'm Jeremy, and I moved out here with my husband in August of last year, 2019. And I moved out here because my husband, kind of a Green Acres situation, but really happy to be here.
And I'm Eric, Jeremy's husband. We had been looking for property for about 3 years and finally found this farm that was ticked off all the boxes and was exactly what we were looking for.
So we're going to just say, first of all, why are we doing this show? So Adam and I met all of you guys in some capacity last year, and we all found each other last year here on the island as newcomers. And we found each other in the post office parking lot. We found each other at just random locations, and we recognized each other from Seattle. And so when we came together, we realized we all had different information about what it was like to live on Vashon, and we had lots of questions. So part of my inspiration for doing this show was to pay it forward. Because I know when I moved here, I think I'm the longest time newcomer of the group here, moving in December of 2018. I know it was really valuable to me to ask a lot of questions and not feel shy to find out like what's up with and, you know, figure out all the island wits and witticisms and wisdom from the people who've been here a long time. So the inspiration for the show was to pay it forward a little bit and help people who are on the island who might be new, and also bring the wisdom of the long-timers. So our long-timer today is Brian Fisher.
Thank you for inviting me. I moved here in 1989, I think. I was going to check on that. But it's been about 30 years. I came first to the island with a friend, kind of as a day trip, and the next time it happened to be Strawberry Festival, unbeknownst to us. And that's actually when we decided we were going to move to the island, Peter, my husband, and I. So we've been here that long.
So what do you like to call yourself? When someone says to you, how long have you lived on the island? What are you considered? A veteran, a long-timer, old-timer?
I've never really thought that much about it. When I moved here, I felt like there was some anonymity to living here, which I kind of liked, but soon discovered that that's impossible on the island.
That's gone now, isn't it?
It didn't take long. So, you know, we mostly moved here because we liked the big green space and trees, and I grew up in the Midwest and in Texas, so this was a big change for me, and that's kind of what we were looking for. That and its proximity to the city, both Tacoma and Seattle, because we worked from home. And, you know, we could make the connection at that time fairly easily. It's getting more difficult.
Nice. How many people here work on island? Does anybody work on island?
I work remotely a lot and commute off the island occasionally. So
yeah, I have a full-time job on the island, which is apparently a unicorn situation.
Yeah, I'm working in Soto at Starbucks, so I'm definitely learning the ropes of commuting. Lots of my questions will be oriented around commuting.
Are you a passenger ferry or a car ferry?
You know, I'm both. I'm trying to figure out. It changes based on mood. The passenger ferry to Pioneer Square is definitely convenient, but I find that it gets a little bit rocky, and there's a lot of exhaust that kind of surrounds it that I feel sensitive to. But the passenger ferry, or I'm sorry, the drive aboard ferry, it's really, really convenient for eating breakfast and having more room.
Right. I've heard that there's a breakfast club on the ferry. There's like an international breakfast club on that ferry. It may be on the Bainbridge ferry, but I'm pretty sure there's some sort of club. I know that there's cribbage tournaments on the passenger ferry.
Well, I haven't been invited yet. So if you're listening, you can find me watching Netflix on my phone in the corner. Please invite me to your breakfast club.
And I know Jeremy and Eric have a bit of a... It's probably not an unusual situation in that you live part-time in Seattle and part-time on the island. What's your split right now?
Well, luckily, we have a little apartment below our offices in Seattle. Mm. So we're able to go there. We just have to go back and forth twice a week. So I'm out on the island Saturday through Tuesdays, and then I work in Seattle Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah. What about you, Eric? And what do you do, Jeremy?
I'm a massage therapist.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm here on the island 4 days a week, and then in the city 3 days a week, staying at our apartment. Starting in February, though, I will be working on the island. So
what are you going to be doing?
I'm a veterinarian, so I will be doing what's called relief work or temp work at a vet clinic. Excuse me. Here on the island, I'm also an acupuncturist, so that's the majority of my time and my practice is spent treating people with acupuncture. In the city.
Will you do that on the island at all?
Maybe.
Awesome. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So, Brian, what about you? What are you working on?
Right now, I'm working on, well, I started Christmas design stuff already for Nordstrom.
Wow.
So, that's kind of my off again, on again, always job. And I'm working on a show, February show, framing it. It's almost, everything's done. I have to stop at some point. For show on Bainbridge at Robie King Gallery.
Sure. And for those who don't know Brian, he's a printmaker.
I'm a printmaker. Oh. I also paint, and I have some sculpture in this show too.
Right.
So, but everything's kind of, my imagery is sourced in print. So.
So Brian, how long do you think it takes to become a local on the island? I've heard everything from a couple years to 20 years. So.
I think it probably depends on, you know, the person. How you connect to the island, and the island draws people that want to be here, I think, and so they make those connections. So, you know, for me, it's been the art community that was very welcoming and has always been. I found my way to Quartermaster Press early on, and through that, that's pretty much my network of friends out from there. So, you know, I would say for me, it didn't take very long. And like I said, everybody seems to know you rather quickly. So.
Yeah, how long was it before it took you from 15 minutes at Thriftway to an hour at Thriftway? Right? That seems to be the marker.
So your opening theme song, where everybody knows your name, that's Thriftway, definitely. It depends. I actually tried not to go very often because it can take forever. And Peter is generally the shopper, so he always has been. He can make a good list.
Well, that's one of my questions is, how do you navigate getting through Thriftway when you know people and you're on task, you're on a schedule, you need to get there, pick something up and leave. Just, oh, hi, how are you? And keep walking.
That
and
works.
Everyone understands, you're on task.
Yeah, I think there are those days that you are there to, you know, you can socialize. Actually, I just haven't been out in the world very much. It is a good place to hang out. So,
really, hang out?
Well, from the standpoint of being, you know, having a task that you're fulfilling, but, you know, you get to see so-and-so and so-and-so. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it makes a good point for, I know when I first moved here, island time, the concept of island time, it's not just tiki time. It's actually, there's a timing to it. And I found myself actually allowing for those kinds of interactions to go on a little bit longer because it can be so isolating here. These dark, dark, dark days when it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's like Thriftway sometimes is like the social outlet, or if you're not going to a show, or seeing some music or something. So I kind of started to allow for those moments and maybe linger a little bit and make comments to people at bulk food section, which is my favorite.
You're a bulk foods guy.
I'm a bulk foods person, yeah.
So, Brian, is island time a thing? Is there, you know, you live your life by the ferry schedule to some degree. Are people generally late to things, or generally early, or always on time?
There is island time, yeah. Things do stretch. One of the things I noticed when I first moved here, and actually I don't know because I've lived here so long if it's still true, I don't go out that early in the morning, but we were constantly frustrated by nothing being open.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hours. That's like, a thing.
Yeah, closures.
That part of island time, I guess I've adjusted to. most of the things that I volunteer for or am part of require some kind of be here now schedule, and certainly the ferry is that way. You know, you learn quickly that you're, particularly if you're on the other side and trying to get back to the island, it's kind of...
Yeah, in the summer, that can be a real iffy thing.
Yeah.
If you're in a rush.
Yes. But people are casual about time. Yes.
Well, we'll fit right in because we're always late. So hopefully that's a stripe that we've earned prematurely.
You're already on island time.
Yes, we've been on island time for a long time.
You came that way.
Yeah.
So, Brian, how would you describe just like Vashon lifestyle? Like, what would you, if you were selling the island to someone saying, oh, you should move to Vashon, like, how would you describe the lifestyle?
I'll only speak for myself.
Of course.
We've set up our lives, so there's supposedly lots of time dedicated to the things that we want to do. In my case, it's make art and spend time outside in the summertime. I'm particularly an outside person, yard person to the degree that, you know, well, I won't even get into that, but I would recommend this, and it sounds like some of you already came here for animals and more space and green. I think that that is desirable and much of why people, you know, like here. And then we're surrounded by water, so all those activities are, you know, present. You know, so.
And you have a chicken coop?
No, I do not.
Who here has a chicken coop?
We do.
We also do. Yeah.
There are many chicken coops on the island.
Yes, there's many.
Yeah, so I've met a lot of people recently who are moving to the island who are particularly excited about having, you know, insert farm animal here, you know, pig, llama, horse, goat, especially the goats that you can hire to come to your house.
Rent a ruminant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you ever use those?
No, but we almost have a couple times. We basically have beaten back by hand the blackberries, but there were times when we tried to figure out how we could even possibly fence the very terrain that we have to be able to rent a ruminant. So, but that's a pretty cool concept. Mm-hmm. If you have property that can be, you know, fenced to the, well, it's not a permanent fence, but anyway,
right?
Yeah, pretty cool.
So let's say you finish a big project in your yard and you're going to the store. What's appropriate dress code? Is there a dress code to go to the store or to just be around downtown? Can you wear like farm clothes
are you going to?
Yeah, I guess Thriftway. I mean, I assume if you go to Island Lumber or the hardware store, you're probably not going to have any dirty looks from wearing overalls, but is there any kind of dress code?
I would say just take your cues from the people around you. You can see there it's a very low standard. But it depends on where you go. I remember when we were first working on our house and I had those considerations, and I would just go to Harbor Mercantile, because it was like, you know, anything goes there. So
that actually brings up a point. This is one of the things I wanted to talk about, which is Vashonese, which is the language of Vashon. And one of the things that keeps coming up is that people refer to places as they used to be.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Right? So I know what he's talking about. I don't know it as Harbor Mercantile. I do know it as Sandy's. And then some people call it Burton's Store.
Yeah.
Oh, Burton's Store.
Right. Mercantile on the four-way there.
Now I know what you're
talking about. Well, sorry, not the four-way. There's the four-way, which is over here by Hardware Store. Not the Hardware Store, the Hardware Store.
Which was still a hardware store when I moved here.
Are you serious?
Was it?
Yeah.
So it really was a hardware store.
Oh, yeah.
On the corner.
George McCormick, I think the sign says his name on the top of it. Mm-hmm. It was his son-in-law and his daughter, I believe, that ran the right up until Melinda bought it, ran it as a hardware store. So.
And when was that?
Oh, not that long ago. I don't know. I did lots of drawings for her when she was conceiving what that might become. So, not that long ago.
Yeah. I think it said 15 years.
That sounds about
right.
That's
it?
Yeah.
I'm going to take this opportunity to learn. When you say the hardware store, if somebody was actually speaking and they said the hardware store, would they mean the restaurant, Ace Hardware Store, or Island Lumber?
You'd say Ace's, or you'd say Island Lumber, or you'd say the hardware store.
The hardware store is always just the restaurant.
I think so at this point in time.
See, these are the nuggets.
And I call Ace Vashon Hardware just because I have the tag on my keys that says Vashon Hardware. And then Island Lumber is Island Lumber, and Hardware Store is the restaurant. I don't know. That's how I keep it straight. I don't know. So what's another like Vashonese, like 1 cent thing that we say, what I figured out very early on was when you go to town, to where we are right now, up in downtown Vashon, how do you call that? Where are you going?
Oh,
I know. To town. That's what I say.
To town?
Yeah, I'm going to town.
What do you say?
Uptown.
Uptown.
Uptown. Uptown.
Which doesn't make sense if you live on the north side of the island like us.
It's to differentiate between the city and uptown.
Like downtown Seattle.
Okay.
So, and that was one of my questions. Interesting. Is there a cultural difference between North Island and South Island?
Well, that
cultural, but a perception of...
Is there a rivalry?
Rivalry.
I mean, I'm not into rivalries.
We have a kickball game or something?
I think historically there really was, you know, when everything was accessed from the water, but we're not speaking to that exactly now. But more commuters seem to... live on the north end.
That's what
reasonably so
right yeah. Like we're on the South Island, and I often have to qualify like where we are because people have to plan because they're usually in the north, you know.
Yeah,
contractors or, you know, that's
and
of thing.
It seems another thing that for people who have not lived here for a while, things seem to be further apart than they are really, you know. It's like, oh, I have to go all the way over to Maury Island, and
it's relative.
It's
for
all
sure
relative.
So, yeah,
like
yeah.
Point Robinson, what?
Yeah.
It'll take me a day. So we're actually gonna take a really quick break. We'll be right back after a short break to hear from our sponsors.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at vashonsnapdragon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Loop, Islander's alternative newspaper offering free news, information, arts, and entertainment from the people since 2001. It's your chance to get into the loop at vashonloop.com.
So we're back with New Kids on the Rock. My name's Tara Morgan and...
Adam Day.
And we're your hosts of this new show on Vashon Island, talking about how to make Vashon Island feel like home. And we're here today with Brian Fisher, a longtime Vashon resident, Eric, Jeremy, and Steven, all fairly newbies to the island. My understanding, I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, but my understanding is whenever I tell people how long I've been here, they tell me I won't be a local until I've been here 15 years.
Oh my gosh, 15
minimum.
Years.
Oh. Minimum.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's half a mortgage.
There's a new book that just came out actually called The Heart of Vashon. And I met with the editor of that book the other day, and Barb Gustafson. It's a great little book. I guess they took a lot of submissions of stories of Vashon. And she helped me understand that there's these cadres. And the cadres are longtime native Vashon people. They're third, fourth generation people raising their kids here. The Sherman family, for instance, which I didn't even know about. There we go. It's a big family on the island. Then there's the 60s expatriate hippie group that came here to start over and live fresh and zero waste, I'm sure. And then there's the 80s and 90s moms, dads now becoming empty nesters with their kids in college. And then there's us. So she helped me break up into the four groups. So I think, Brian, you fall into the 80s, 90s.
I assume that I do. I probably could qualify for the earlier group too. And actually, a lot of the friends that I made when I first moved here are the ex-hippies. So
nice. Yeah. So let's go through everybody and talk about what part of the island you represent, because I think we're pretty well represented.
I live on on Redding's Beach Loop, right at the bottom of the loop.
So, where is that?
That's on the north northwest. When we first moved, we lived on the northeast. Now we live on the southwest. I always do this diagonal thing in my mind. As you can tell, I'm directionally challenged. And don't ask me names of things. I'll just tell you what the house landmarks. Color is.
So, yeah, so, I'm a landmark guy.
So for landmarks wise, that would be
off from Westside Highway and Misty Olive Farms, that big stone sign.
Where Sheepdog Classic
which is for sale, right?
Forever.
Yeah, like $9 million could be yours.
Yeah. It's a steal.
To steal. On Vashon, it's a steal.
But the loop is, you know, if you turn and go west, right, as you're heading south down West Side Highway, it's right after that sign.
This feels like one of those places where it'd be really handy to put a compass in your windshield, you know, those little suction cup compasses to figure out like west, north, south, because I know I get really turned around. It feels like it gets more rural as we head south.
Perhaps.
Do you feel like that's the case? And Jeremy and Eric, that's where you guys are?
Yeah, we're in South End. And we're 5 minutes from the ferry, and I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Tahlequah?
Tahlequah.
Tahlequah. I don't know if we're considered in the Tahlequah area.
Did you have a power outage last week?
A flicker. Yeah.
You're Tahlequah.
Yeah. I mean, we're 5 minutes
from
the
ferry. How do you know if you're Tahlequah?
Yeah, exactly. How do you know if you're Tahlequah? Yes.
Look at the PSC outage map, and you'll know.
Someone needs to create a quiz. Which Vashon neighborhood are you?
Yeah, there's some that I have no idea. Like, what's Dilworth?
I don't know.
What's I've heard there's a Gold Beach too.
Gold Beach is on Maury. Dilworth is like, you know, where Steven Silla lives, or actually Melinda. Mm-mm. No, okay.
getting tested.
Just go run up the highway here and turn on Gorsuch Road and continue on around, head for the water, and you end up on the Dilworth loop. So
there's these loops. There's a Burton loop, a Reddings loop, a Dilworth loop. Is there any other loops?
Probably.
So Burton I got to loop. Know the island pretty well. I helped out with the Passport to Pain bike ride, which is this really funny, crazy fundraiser here on the island. And I actually followed the cyclists through the whole island. Oh my gosh.
That's incredible.
There's some incredibly diverse landscapes happening. There's like farms that are on beaches on the West Side Highway. Like, go check. You know, it's fun fact.
I was surprised because I tried to drive around to get to know the island, and I found it really difficult. Like, I just thought you could wander and drive around, but there's a lot of
Did you end up going past the same place over and over?
Yeah, and having to backtrack and back up.
There's also a lot of one way in, one way out.
Right. Yeah.
Liza Bula is one way in, one way out.
Jeremy, what about that beach we tried to go to, but it's on the map.
Spring Beach, right?
But it says it's a private access, so we didn't go down.
Yeah.
So it is private. Okay.
By water.
Is that really true?
You can go down it, though. It says that, but...
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. How true is that signage?
And we live on the north end. My voting precinct is called Dolphin, which is probably the coolest voting precinct name.
Dolphin.
In Seattle, it was like
SEA47-
some number. And then, here it's Dolphin. So we're on Vashon Highway.
Yeah, and I constantly say, like, about two blocks up from the ferry terminal, but I don't know if that's city speak. Yeah, is that just...
Country blocks.
Country blocks, maybe.
I always tell people you live next to the guy with the red Volkswagen van parked on the side of the road on the way up the hill. Everybody knows the red Volkswagen van on the side of the road.
But nobody knows what's happening on that property.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Should we scratch that? No, we're very excited by... what's happening over there.
Let's talk about roadside attractions. How many of you guys here, and Brian, don't say anything, how many of you know what the story is with the chainsaw statue? With the guy with the Seahawks hat?
Just from you,
I think. Yeah, but I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gene Almondson carved that in kind of in honor of Gary when he died. So Gary was a local character. It carried around a chainsaw motor.
I heard he carried it when it was running.
Well, he would start the motor. It was sometimes entertaining, sometimes frightening.
Well, I know that statue freaked me out just about every time I drove by because I thought it was somebody waiting across the road.
Yeah.
As does, have you noticed that there's a house that runs their fireplace all year long? You South North Enders might not know this, but there's a guy that runs his fireplace all year long and it goes over the road. The smoke goes over the road. But across the street from his house is a chain link fence that has these two yard deer that are sort of cattywampus in the yard. Every time I hit the brakes, I don't know why.
That might be intentional.
Yeah, Adam, I think you should share what you wanted to do with our mailbox.
So we're on the north end, and we all know that people love to just gun it up the hill. I don't know if it's like trying to get in front of the slow person or the buses that come up the hill. I've been tempted to make a mailbox that looks very much like a deer so that people slow down instead of just gunning it past our house.
He wants to put little reflector eyes.
Yeah, he wants to put like little dimes in the eyes.
Super passive aggressive of me, so I don't know. I could just put up a sign though and say like, how many deer have been hit? That seems like it's a thing.
Is there a count of how often deers are hit on Bash? Because I know it's true in the Metal Valley. They'll give a deer count.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And Jeremy's hit a deer before.
In
the Metal.
Did you see that really guilt-inducing sign? It was about 2 months ago, and it's actually was handwritten, baby deer killed.
Yes. Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Well, actually, our first, our first month, I think, we had a baby deer in our driveway.
Yeah.
Somebody had hit it coming up the hill or down the hill and got it out of the road and like put it right in the middle of our driveway.
It was a present.
I mean, I understand trying to hit it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was an interesting like.
Who do you call when stuff like that?
I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Does anybody know?
I mean, I know where to go in Seattle with wildlife.
I know what Adam likes to do with raccoons.
We called
too.
The vet. I tried to use one of the Facebook pages to ask the question.
But the Facebook groups.
I think that there might have been some sensitivity around deer issues. So.
What do you mean sensitivity?
Right? Well, I don't know. My post never got posted, so.
Let's bring Brian. Who knows? Brian, our expert.
Filtered.
Yeah.
But King County Roads, they apparently will come, and I don't know if this is just because we're on Vashon Highway, but they came in and picked up the deer from our property. So I don't know what they do with it. But
I mean an injured deer. I mean, if I was working at the clinic and someone brought an injured deer, I mean, I would euthanize it. However, you need a wildlife rehab license to work with wildlife, even though you're a veterinarian.
Yeah, I mean, it really begs.
So I don't know.
It begs this interesting point about governance on this island. What have you noticed about the island? Like, I noticed right away, there's no mayor. There's no city council.
I think it was a dog for a while.
There is a dog. There's the Newfoundland dog that's the mayor.
An honorary mayor, yeah.
But
there's no town council.
And not that I know of. Brian, do you know why? What's the background on that? Like,
well, there is history, and I can't
really
get into any specifics. And I think if you read the last Beachcomber, you will see someone who is ready to put back together a island organization that interfaces with King County. That kind of went away a few years ago when it was requested, along with funds, that. They file all of their emails, et cetera, et cetera. But so check out the last Beachcomber on that.
Okay.
We love the Beachcomber. If you don't read it already, it's hilarious and awesome. And by the way, they're looking for writers to cover sports, I believe.
Wouldn't be me either,
but sounds like a fun opportunity.
I really recommend, you know, if you don't already take the paper, do take the paper because it's an insight into the community and used to be a little bit more personal than it is. I think it's more professional than it's ever been. So it's a good paper.
Yeah, I think I look at the paper. I look at the Beachcomber. I do read The Loop also because I can get that pretty readily. But I love the Beachcomber. Being a new person, and I think you guys can riff on this too, is being a newcomer, sometimes you want more of a passive way of finding out what's the what. And that could include getting down into the rabbit hole that is the Vashon Facebook groups. We could go on.
Get out your popcorn.
Get out your popcorn. Super interesting.
But I don't think those groups are any different than any other group on Facebook.
No. I was really impressed with one of them that I felt was very courteous and very gracious. And then there was the one that's not, I heard.
Yeah.
Specifically to not be gracious.
Well, there's one called the Vashon Rant. Yeah.
The farm one is great.
Yeah. Shout out to the Vashon Chickens page.
Yeah.
You guys have been super helpful. Thank you for demuddying my coop for me.
That's super nice. I mean, where are you guys getting your information? Newcomers, where are you getting, like if you needed a roofer or someone to help you prune your fruit trees or where are you finding help?
On Facebook groups.
Yeah. On the Facebook groups.
Yeah. It's a It really is a wealth of information.
Do you think it'd be worthwhile going and just standing in Island Lumber and asking random people as they
good
go by?
Good place to go ask questions.
Would you say that's a idea. Good place?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you get a little fresh air.
Well, actually, assuming that people will call or email you back. I mean, I had someone I emailed. They just responded today, and it took a month.
Oh, that's you're lucky.
Yeah, let's go back to the island time question. Yeah. Let's say you need a contractor, Steven.
You guys, how long is too long?
Yeah,
I've heard that there's a guy that does trees on the island that is like a year waiting list, and it's unlikely that he'll call you back. Mm. It's just he's busy.
To take trees down?
Yeah.
We moved here in August, and a month later, I had someone out taking down trees.
But I've heard that this one guy, he's like the tree whisperer.
Oh.
Which I also heard that there was someone, I can't say the word, but he's the other whisperer for your sewer system.
Oh, the poop whisperer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The shit whisperer.
I mean, we are lucky that we have a couple of friends who have been here for a while, and I think, I mean, Brian's mentioned this already, like word of mouth and referrals mm-hmm. from people living on the island has been like the best way to get leads. And it also seems a little bit building community that way. But yeah, the Facebook groups have definitely been helpful.
Does everybody here know who their neighbors are? Like their actual proximity neighbors?
Yes.
Yeah, that's happened much more quickly than I expected.
I think that's going to come into play with the snowstorms coming up. So Brian, let's give us your best power outage and snowstorm hacks. Like, how do you prepare and how do you get ready? Because you're kind of down in a valley.
Yes, we are. We live at the, you know, at the bottom of two hills. So you do need to be prepared to. I mean, in our case, we have a Prius that doesn't go in snow, and we have a Mazda that's too low to go in snow, and we have a pickup that's too light to go in snow. They're great vehicles the rest of the time of the year. So park where you can walk up and leave. That's what we have learned to do.
Do you have a backup generator?
Yes, absolutely. Buy a generator. You know, periodically they trim. I don't know why the cables or the power lines aren't buried everywhere in the world, but they aren't. And periodically they come through like every 10 years and do a really good job of thinning things out. But it's about time again, if we have bad weather, and I'm assuming we will.
Find out your information? I know that Voice of Vashon has a great...
Voice of Vashon is great.
Voice of Vashon is 1650
yep.
AM and has kind of a running message. And I know that it can be really helpful when there was a passenger ferry that wasn't running because of north winds. There was a running message on Voice of Vashon on 1650 that was announcing various emergency services. I know there's an emergency shelter being put up at one of the churches in town for the low temperatures that are going to be next week. But where are the newcomers finding out your critical time-sensitive information, like when you need it? Do you know yet? Have you been through an outage yet?
No, we haven't. I don't.
I mean, we're in process of getting a backup generator put on our house, which has been a process, but we don't have one yet. So,
yeah.
What kind of is it? Electric generator or gas? Propane. Not electric, a propane or a gas? Propane. Okay.
Yeah.
Because is there a type that's the best to get?
Oh boy, it's a rabbit hole to try to assess the power usage on your house. And there's three moving parts: the person you buy the generator from, a plumber who will pipe in the propane, and an electrician who hook up the generator to your house.
And if you have to upsize a pipe, then you have to go through King County to get it approved too. We had to do that. That was a mess.
My gosh.
So there's a lot of moving parts of coordinating. And then if you're doing your due diligence, you'd like to get two or three estimates on each of those.
And we're it's been a multiple process. Year process.
Right. So we're narrowing it down. We're close. Well, I think
we're just gonna go buy a pack of those hand warmers.
Stuff those in our jackets and hope we make it through.
I'm gonna trust that Adam will figure this one out for us.
Do you have an alternate heat source? I mean, do you have a fireplace?
No, we don't. We used to have a fireplace in our house, but I think they took it out because we're in the trees and our roof, I think, just couldn't handle the debris from the trees, and I think the roof went bad, and so they took out the chimney and the fireplace when they did that. So
here's where your mystery neighbor might come in handy.
Yes, right? He has a fireplace.
So last year during the snowstorm, I live on the Burton Loop. I don't think I said where I live yet, but I live on the Burton Loop, and my most immediate neighbor has a fireplace and has gas, to her house, and I have all electric. I live in a little teeny cottage in a backyard. And first of all, no one ever came with a plow for 3 feet of snow in the loop, which was crazy. I ended up shoveling my portion. But what was really great was she put a big fire in the fireplace. We made sure there was lots of firewood, and people just started coming over. We did not make any calls. We didn't do anything. And I think this is a pretty standard response. We did find out that people across the street had a fully generated house that had, you know, lots of places for people to stay if they got cold. But back to the neighbor thing, you know, I think it was just really nice. We really got to know each other. We were playing games while the light was still out. We were talking. We talked about everything, movies. It was kind of crazy. So I hope that experience happens for you guys at some point and that everybody stay safe.
I mean, certainly if we had power, we would welcome any of our neighbors to come in. I mean, the one issue is keeping warm. The other is having water. Because you know, if you're on a well, which I assume most everyone on the island is.
We're on water on the north.
So we have a well. So that means we have a well pump. If we don't have electricity for the pump, we don't have water.
So you're filling up your bathtub.
Absolutely.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep going. The last topic we wanted to cover was how to get connected. Like, what's a great way to get connected? To get out in town, go to the restaurants, meet people. What do you think, Brian?
I was afraid you'd ask something like this. I think probably follow your interests like you would anywhere. You'll be connected in that regard. Because we live where we live, and if you are commuting, you make those connections with people doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of finding people socially, that's where I said this is a hard thing. There are more places to do it now than there ever have been in terms of restaurants. I would say First Friday is a great time to circulate.
Awesome.
And
what is that?
First Friday is the art scene on the island where most of the shows that are represented in various, you know, either like VCA or Gather or
and those
are restaurant
galleries, right?
Those are galleries, but they're, you know, also points of social contact, and you see, you know, familiar faces there, and there's music generally going on. This last weekend, Jen Rydell had an opening at VCA that was incredible, and two small dance performances, and so that's a good place to meet people.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking a little bit, your involvement with the Quartermaster
press.
Adam and I went on a island art tour. I got the opportunity to go see kind of putz around the island and go to different artists' galleries and where they do their arts, their studios, and got a chance to see the Quartermaster printmaking area. My question is, it seems like it's a pretty small community that's been there a long time. If I, as a newcomer, want to get involved, what's the perception there? Is it kind of a like, ooh, who is this new person trying to creep into our, you know, just in general, I guess, as right. we're exploring new ways to like follow our interests into kind of standing communities that have been there and been so close for so long?
Specifically there, Quartermaster, there are classes that they offer a couple times a year. Valerie Wilson owns that press, and she's the person that formed it 25 years ago. Well, maybe more than that. I can't remember what the last... So they have classes there. I actually, myself and Ilsa Reimnitz teach print classes. There are a lot of printers on the island that, cool. you know, have one sort or another. So art, there's lots of artists and there are lots of people wanting to share their process. So I say just ask, you know, you see something you like, ask who did it, and then track that person down. So
that's not weird.
I don't think so.
Track them down.
No, I think people like to be asked. I know I've had the experience at the country store where I do a lot of like mending, patching stuff, and they straight up were just like, do you want to teach a class here? Do you want to like meet people and teach a class? And I'm like, so the people can be really open about like, come on in. Or I found less of the clicky that you would think and more of the welcoming. Do you think that's the case?
Absolutely. Everyone's been on a whole really welcoming, and not only with advice, but just a friendly demeanor. I have to keep reminding myself. I'm like, oh, right. People in Vashon are nice.
Yeah, we're not Seattle. Maybe the breeze is not here.
PTSD from living in Seattle.
And I grew up in a city, but it's different here.
It really is different. Yeah, I mean, living in Seattle, we lived in an apartment for 7 years, and I don't think we ever met our neighbors. And so it's very different here.
You mean your neighbor next door,
like, in the literally apartment? In the apartment next door. Yeah, I mean, and they changed every 6 months because everyone's moving around so much in the city. But yeah, I mean, I joined the tool library, which has been a huge benefit for us.
They're and, doing a chainsaw workshop thing, which I wanted to tell you about, which I think would be really great.
Anyway, yeah, and apparently you don't need a chainsaw to attend. Awesome. I'm so excited about that. I totally want to go.
Why should I attend the chainsaw?
It's for helping your neighbor in a snowstorm.
Oh, okay.
And yourself.
And because I'm worried every time I hear the chainsaw running on our property.
He's afraid I'm going to cut my hand off. So, I'm afraid too, but it keeps me careful.
Be very careful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know, Eric, you and Jeremy have a lot of fruit trees. And did you get connected with the fruit folks on the island?
Yeah. Before I even moved here, got connected. I joined the Vashon Island Fruit Club. They were great. Rented their cider press, helped out at Cider Fest later in this, or I guess it was early fall. So I've yet to attend a meeting because I believe they're on Wednesdays and I'm in town working then. So they're great.
Is anyone going to do free range folk choir? Starts tomorrow night.
What's that?
So it's a community chorus I heard about. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I am now. Tell me more.
Free range.
Yeah, it's called the Free Range Folk Choir. It's supposed to be this kind of ragtag, awesome community group of folks that do singing. What's it called? Call and repeat. They don't have music. They don't read music. They do call and repeat or something. I don't know. I'm super excited. Amazing. High school tomorrow night. I'll give you an update. So we wanted to do a bit of a scenario because we know we have some. Well, first, let's see. Do you guys have any burning questions of just like what's up with X?
Yeah, I have one burning question. Why aren't there Vashon strawberries at the Vashon Strawberry Festival? Yes.
Good question, Brian.
Well, because when this was an agrarian, you know, based island, that was the main thing that they grew to sell because it could be packed and shipped. And as you can tell, everybody commutes now, so there aren't strawberry fields anymore. So all the trees that you see are, we're fortunate to have the trees because they used to be strawberry fields. But however, the strawberry that, I can't remember the name of it, but I can find out, that Vashon was famous for is in production again on a very small scale. Somebody bought some property, a newcomer to the island, bought some property a few years ago and decided this was something that she wanted to do. You can usually buy them at Saturday Market during the summer.
Oh, that's great. So, great to know. Bring them
back. Speaking of that Saturday Market, don't miss.
Yes, absolutely.
Indoor and outdoor. Yes. Outstanding. Yeah, great. Outstanding. Wooden Spoon guy is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
We're in love with the soaps. We've converted all of
Lynn?
Our soaps. Yes.
Lynn's Vegan Soaps. I get all of her soaps.
So good.
Face, body, shampoo, love.
So you bought spoons?
Oh, yeah. Definitely spoons as gifts from the spoon guy.
Yeah.
If you asked me his name, couldn't tell you. But and the leather guy is great, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. We've seen Spoon Guy whittling in his chair during the market.
Nice. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back in less than a minute.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at vashoncenterforthearts.org.
Welcome back. We're New Kids on the Rock. I'm Tara Morgan.
And Adam Day.
So we're here with Brian Fisher, who is our longtime resident. We're here with Eric, Jeremy, and Steven, who are representing the newbies, rookies of Vashon. And we're talking about what it's like to make Vashon home. And one thing that I think people often ask me, my friends from off island, my mother, people who have concerns about my well-being in general, always say to me, what do you do if something happens? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So let's run through that. Because I also see that a lot in the Facebook groups. I remember when I first moved here, there was a woman that posted, my husband just tried to cut his hand off with the axe. It's 7:30 at night on a Saturday. What do we do? And there were 45 comments within 15 minutes. All variety of answers.
Oh, what were the good ones?
I feel like the best answer was if the person is stable, and I'm saying this from my EMT, not EMT training, but like first aid training. If the person's stable, wrap it up, drive them to the fire station where there is somebody there 24 hours. They take a look at it and they decide whether you need to go in an ambulance, whether you need to be airlifted, or whether you need to be. Obviously, if you need to be airlifted, you probably never made it to the fire station. But Brian, what have you heard? And sort South End, North End also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we do, well, any emergency that I've been a part of, you know, it has involved the 911. But eventually it's, you know, the department coming to you and either stabilizing whatever the situation is, or you going to them. And there have been times when it's just better to, if it's not something that's something that needs to be addressed, but it's not so serious that you can't go to the ferry yourself and go to the emergency yourself. Right, that's really expedient.
It seems like kind of a morbid topic, but like everyone asks me this. And then everyone says to me, what about helicopters? You know, there's no hospital on the island. Let's just be really clear for the newcomers on the island. There is no hospital on the island.
Wait, what? No.
there is 24-hour EMT and first aid at the fire department, but there's like no police necessarily. There's the one sheriff guy that likes to lurk in Burton and catch everybody going 26 miles an hour. And then there's the issue of, do you go to Tahlequah or do you go to the North End? Because there's less ferries going off of Tahlequah and coming back.
Yeah, it depends on what time of day it is or night.
Right.
And where you're located.
Yeah.
And you know, when you have a...
For me, I calculate the time. So I'm 5 minutes from the Tacoma Ferry. If I've cut my hand, how long will it take? If I call 911, how long will it take them to get to me? 25 minutes? 20 maybe? I could be at the ferry. I could wrap my hand and be at the ferry. And couldn't they meet me there?
Yeah.
Rather than...
Right.
Wait, I'd rather wait at the ferry, which I know I'm going to have to take, rather than wait at my home. Mm-hmm. Now, a medical professional would say, well, don't do that because you might get lightheaded as you're driving. You might have a car accident.
I'm like,
that's why you
yourself.
Need paramedics and EMTs.
Right.
I understand that. But if you're not being airlifted off and you can drive or have someone drive, why not head to the ferry and have the paramedic...
Because then you could at least get on the next ferry. Even if they don't show up, you can at least feel like you're in forward motion, you know, when dealing with whatever is going on.
Well, if it is an ambulance, they'll hold the ferry. I mean, they can affect the ferry schedule.
We've turned around halfway across to turn around for an ambulance. Yeah.
Right. So are these ambulances on the island then?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There are. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I've been on the ferry when they've driven an ambulance. Of course, they get priority and they get on the ferry first. And I remember they got on the ferry and then there was kind of this moment of like, are we going to go? Or are we not going to go? They should have been loading. And then something happened to the person inside the ambulance and the ferry just took off.
Right. Yeah. This
it was like,
to us too.
Wait.
Yeah.
I also know someone who has actually used their Airlift Northwest insurance on the island. A couple people I've heard about in the last year, which is I got that from UW Medicine. And it's, you see people have the sticker inside their car.
Is that a thing? Does everyone on the island have?
Not everyone does.
Okay.
I heard it was a good idea.
We have helicopter insurance.
That's important as a newbie to know you can do that.
To do what?
Helicopter insurance.
Yes, that is. Yeah.
Which we've done. Sure. Okay. Back to more fun topic.
Yeah.
Brian, so actually, let's take one comment, lingering question or comment from everyone, or maybe what you're looking forward to in the coming years, in the new year here on Vashon, and probably you're going into the end of your first year here on the island for many of you. So what are you thinking about?
This last year, we were here for this, but we missed it. There's like some crazy bicycle parade thing I'm super excited about.
Stupid bike night.
And we missed that.
That
so I'm looking
magical.
Forward to that this year.
Well, now the folk choir seems to be a contender. And then in joining some art classes, I really kind of want to integrate into that community.
I'm excited, hopefully, to be here on Halloween this year.
Don't miss.
To do the Viva tour, which I missed out on.
The art studio tour. Yeah.
Cooking class at Relish. And one thing when talk about moving out here, I think it's really important for me not to take for granted or overlook when we wanted to find a place out in the country, like, is to find a place also my top of the list was to feel safe being gay and not feel like we'd be targeted. So I'm really thankful for Vashon for that. It's hard to find that kind of community.
Eric?
Well, I'm really excited for the springtime. I have so many projects lined up that it's going to be a way to connect with the community with like-minded people. And I'm just so excited to see what the spring is like on our farm because we bought our place in August. So we've not been through spring and early summer.
Oh, that'll be so exciting.
So it's going to be great. Yeah.
So Brian, we want to ask you a lightning round.
Yes.
All right. Favorite restaurant?
I'm a meat eater, so gravy.
Ah, yeah.
Favorite nature spot?
Oh, wow. There's so many. You know, I walk everywhere. I would say I still love the pond, Fisher Pond, a lot. Just that walk and pick something up at the deli and eat it at the end of the lake when there's water. And this water's been iffy this last year, a little bit more, but it's beautiful.
Did you know you can ice skate on Fisher Pond certain times of year?
Sometimes, yes.
Some people leave ice skates out for people to use on the pond.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Sweet.
Our friends have coined this phrase, totes Vashon, and that immediately, totes Vashon, to leave your skates by the lake.
And last one, you've got to run your errands, grocery store, Costco, everything, Tahlequah or North End?
It's still North End.
Still, even though
I live on the south end, so.
All right. Nice. Adam?
So if you're new to the island and have questions for a longtime resident, or you're a longtime resident who has advice for new people to the island, or faux pas that new people commit that you want to let us know about.
Yes. Very cutting.
Mm-hmm. Let us know by sending us a message on New Kids on the Rock, Vashon Island Facebook page, and hopefully you will be part of a future radio broadcast.
So thanks everybody for coming. This has been fun.
Thank you.
The inspiration for this show was to pay it forward and share the knowledge that we all know and love about the island. So we thank Brian for coming and Eric and Jeremy and Stephen, and from Adam and I, Lily, just thanks a lot for our first show. We're going to go out with a quote from Betty McDonald. If you haven't read the book, Onions in the Stew is just a quintessential introduction to Vashon Island. It was written in the 40s, published in the 50s, and is a lot still true today, which is kind of cool. So we're going to go out with a quote from Betty McDonald, who, when she listed off why you should move to the island and benefits of living on the island, number 7 is, anyone contemplating island dwelling must be physically strong and is an added advantage if you're not too bright. This is New Kids on the Rock, Vashon Island.
Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get a lurid smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The shore!
The stars!
Fresh air!
Times Square!
You are my wife!